The idea of learning two languages at a young age is growing in popularity. The benefits are wide-ranging, from being more culturally aware to eventually being more competitive in a global economy. In Wyoming, 4 school districts have dual language immersion programs. In Campbell County, school officials are looking to expand their program after an explosion in interest. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler takes a deep dive.
At Stock Trail Elementary School in Gillette, kids are squirming and shouting out answers to questions. It's just like any kindergarten class, but it sounds a little different than you might expect. That's because at Stock Trail, this class and another section are a part of a dual language immersion program, or DLI. That means students spend half their day only speaking Spanish and half their day speaking English.
They are learning the language in context, so we don't speak any English at all in the Spanish classroom.
That's Javier Berbel. He's the Spanish DLI teacher at Stock Trail. He's been with the program since it started in 2016. In Spanish class, they use hands-on learning, songs, and movement to help the students learn the language. But the material is the same as the English section. Jill Phillips is that teacher.
When, you know, I do something that is math-minded, they'll be counting in Spanish in my classroom. Or, you know, when they're reading, they'll pull the language, you know, knowledge that they have learned in his classroom, and sometimes they'll apply it to mine.
The program has come a long way from its first year. Carrie Shannon is the principal at Stock Trail Elementary. She says back then, officials had to recruit people to even put their names into the lottery.
But after that first year, when the family started going, hey, look at this. This is what our kids are doing, and going out in public and their kids were using their language, then all of a sudden it was no longer let me educate like the community and say, hey, this is a program we'll be offering. Then people started coming to us.
Shannon says there are a lot of benefits to the DLI dual language program.
These kind of programs not only help those kids develop that, but when kids are learning second languages, it really creates a critical thinking and a creativity and problem solving because their brain is constantly functioning in the two languages. And so we're just really setting these kids up for success in our global economy.
School officials and teachers aren't the only ones to see benefits. Jordan and Lexi Oslin were considering the dual language program when their child was entering school. Lexi was immediately interested, but Jordan says he was a little more skeptical.
We had some friends that had some kids in the program, and I thought, well, that's weird. I'm fairly narrow-minded, I guess. So I thought, why would we do that? That's kind of strange.
But he says after those informational sessions and doing some research, he couldn't see a downside to the program. Now he's learning Spanish to be able to practice with his son.
The really fun part is when he corrects me, and it's not necessarily on words or phrases or anything, but he corrects me on pronunciation and context. So he, you know, he has that ingrained in him already at such a young age.
Jordan says they also see benefits extending beyond just learning another language.
Culturally, what it's going to do for them is huge. We're not exactly a cultural melting pot here in Northeast Wyoming, so it's nice to have, to know that they'll be exposed to different cultures.
The DLI program isn't just for kindergartners. At Stock Trail, they have DLI classes in kindergarten and first through third grade, and that will grow every year as the students do. Shannon says on this track, students have the potential to take this through junior high and beyond.
They would be able to go to junior high and get college credit through Gillette Community College through a concurrent enrollment with our high school teachers that are already certified to teach at the college.
And Shannon says they've been working with the University of Wyoming for students to get college credit through that institution. DLI has been in Campbell County since the 2016-2017 school year when it started at Stock Trail. After its initial success, another section opened at Rawhide Elementary. And now, the district is adding even more sections for this coming school year. Kirby Eisenhower is the deputy superintendent for the Campbell County School District. He says their waitlist numbers would already support another dual language section, and now they're just waiting to hear from families.
We're just looking for confirmation from those parents that they would like that experience. So it's official now if the numbers support it.
If all goes to plan, there will be around 340 students in the DLI program in the upcoming school year. In Gillette, I'm Catherine Wheeler for
El Barrio Público de Wyoming.